Today we celebrate the second day of Lent. And of course, as we always have done for many, many years in this parish, on this Thursday and every Thursday of Lent, we will have Mass and Holy Hour. And so we shall. And we give thanks to God for this ability to do this. At one time, it was not possible, but it is now, thanks be to God. We see in the readings faith and prayer. In the book of the prophet St. Isaiah, we see King Ezekiah, who was a good king, who was a good Jew, and God sent him the message, "You will die, you shall not live." And so Ezekiah prayed and prayed and prayed. And so in the reading, he turned his face towards the wall. So his bed must have been like mine, right next to the wall. So I could turn it towards the wall. And he did. And he cried and cried and begged God, "Oh Lord, I have been a good follower of thine, a good king. I have led thy people in holiness. Do allow me to live more." And the Lord says, through Isaiah, "You shall have 15 more years." Now, of course, I think most people, maybe not all, would be very happy if God let them know through the prophet that they would have 15 more years. Of course, we don't know. We may have one, we may have 20, but that's the way it is. And so he did, and he thanked God for that. And he protected Israel also from the enemy, which was getting ready to invade them, the king of the Assyrians, and protect Israel from the enemy. In the Gospel, we have another, perhaps pagan, a centurion, who came to Jesus as he was traveling. He was entering into Capernaum, one of his favorite towns in which to preach and to stay. And the centurion came up and said, "My boy, my servant, is paralyzed, and he's also all torn up in pain. Please heal him." And the Lord says, "I will come. I will come to your house." And the centurion says to him, "Lord, I am not worthy that I should enter under my roof," which we say every day at Mass. In fact, you say it 3 times, I say it 3 times, so I say it 6 times. Domine non sum dignus. A wonderful, beautiful, beautiful prayer, right from the Gospel of St. Matthew. And so our Lord says, "Thy faith has healed thy servant. As thou hast believed, so it shall be." Faith is very important. And so the servant, at that very moment, got well and was able to get up and do his duties as usual. So it must be for us too. And in that case too, we need to pray for this parish and for Holy Mother the Church. There was a time when every day of Lent, this place was packed more than on Sundays. But people have died and faith has waned and waned and waned. This is part of the great falling out of the church, the disaster that was promised that would happen to the church in our time. We are living in it. Don't think that it's coming in the future. This is it. And of course, we need to pray, as we do every week and every day, for the conversion of all the parishioners of this parish. And so, of course, we will have Holy Hour of reparation, because that's what it's for, reparation to our Lord for all the sins that we have committed against him, and praying for the conversion of the church. And of course, some things are getting better, other things are the same, and that's not good. So we pray to Almighty God to help us and have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.